The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Luckin Coffee is quickly becoming the go-to caffeine boost in traditionally tea-drinking China. Established in October of 2017, Luckin Coffee has become the second largest coffee chain store in China after Starbucks. With its larger stores and higher prices, Starbucks coffee has traditionally appealed to the upper middle class in China. Luckin Coffee has a lower price point and a proactive discount and coupon program that has appealed to a large segment of Chinese consumers who appreciate value. Luckin also offers an efficient pickup and delivery service business model that has spread quickly through the use of its mobile app. Starbucks has now teamed up with Alibaba to launch its own coffee delivery service, but it hasn't done so as quickly as its rival. Luckin Coffee recently went public on the Nasdaq, with shares finishing the first day of trading up nearly 20% from the initial public offering of $17 a share. The company is now valued at over $10 billion and hopes to live up to its name, meaning happiness and luck, by turning around losses of more than $241 million in 2017 and $82 million last year. Luckin now has almost 2,400 stores in 28 cities. It wants to open 2,000 additional stores in the country by the end of the year. Google's parent company, Alphabet, has suspended some business with Huawei, a major blow to the Chinese tech company that the U.S. government has sought to blacklist. Huawei Technologies is one of the biggest global makers of network equipment for phone and internet companies and has been at the center of the U.S.-Chinese tensions over cyberspying. The latest suspension of services means Huawei will lose access to updates on the Android operating system. And the next version of its smartphones outside of China will also lose access to applications, including Google Play Store and Gmail. Alphabet's restrictions come shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order blocking U.S. companies from doing business with foreign tech companies that pose a, quote, unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States. The U.S. blacklist of Huawei could make it difficult for the company to compete in the global smartphone market and could affect China's ability to build 5G networks in the future. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.